call order to Town of Brule regular meeting for February 13th, 2017 at 6:30. If you could please stand.
Ms. Brewer, could you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. Can we have roll call, please?
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. In your packets, we have the minutes from the regular meeting of January 9, 2017. If no one has any changes or errors.
I move.
Ms. Bourgeois moved to accept.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor?
Public comment.
Oh, public comment. Any comments from the audience? All in favor? All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports. For those of you that weren't here last week or maybe don't know, we kind of had a brainstorming session last week for our committee reports. So some of this stuff we're not going to take action on because we're still waiting on information. So we'll start with Public Works. Public Works, we talked about security cameras for strategic locations within the city and town. Got a little bit of information from Shane.
John has got some stuff too to get hooked up.
I'm going to give it to John. Give it to John.
Okay. So this will kind of be put on the back burner until we can get a little bit more information on it. That was just one of the brainstorming things we had. Second, on the Public Works, we had striping on town streets. Roy sent me what it cost to stripe West St. Francis. It was $21,500 in that bid package. We didn't get a price to do one street, just single lines down the street. So we're in process of working on that. $21,500 sounds extremely high to put stripes down streets. So
West St. Francis is a lot of paint.
It's a lot of paint. And they did turn lanes and railroad crossing.
Get a bid every time.
Right. Another thing that came up too, maybe, you know, we have our overlay program. So if we decide to do striping the streets, maybe we can put it in our overlay program when we go out for street overlay. We can include the striping on the streets. Something to think about. Next, we have bulk trash pickup. Anybody have anything on that? Just to let you guys know, I'm meeting with the Republic people tomorrow morning to discuss possibly what it would cost to get a second bulk pickup for the month.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Just the Town of Brule, no parish. Anybody have anything on that?
I think it's a good idea.
Yep. We don't have a cost. We don't know. We got 1,040 pay and sewer homes and businesses in town. So we're going to present that to them to kind of get an estimate. So there again, this is another one that may linger on for a few meetings until we can get an estimate and get some information on it.
Yeah, see if they'll give you, you know, see what the parish price is, see if that's what they're going to give us. So it's information for sure.
Yep. I know the parish has one truck that starts at one end of parish and goes to the other end, and then by the time that they're done with that end, the same truck goes back and starts on the other. So we're going to work on the trash pickup. Anybody have anything on that? Anybody in the audience? And then the fourth thing, we were talking about the school, and we're looking at applying for our Safe Routes to Public Places grant for North LaBove, maybe sidewalks, maybe painted crossings in the streets by the school, and try to do something about the carpool and traffic and stuff. Pretty tough. So Blaine is working on that. So as we get further into the process, we'll let you know and follow up.
Do you know who that goes to? Is that the new, there used to be an enhancements program through DOTD, which did sidewalks when you had an origin and a destination, like a subdivision to a library or to a school and so forth.
That's what it is. Through DOTD.
They may have changed the name on
it. They changed the name to include more places. places.
Okay.
This one used to be called Safe Routes to School, and they changed it to Safe Routes to Public Places. So, you know, maybe we can get the park involved and work it out like we talked about last time.
We need to check into the timing, because if it's the old enhancements program, that's an every other year application.
It is. Well, that's, I'm not sure if this one falls under that, but okay. Jamie had told me about that. So.
This one's every 6 months. Our next one will be March 31st.
Okay.
All right, anybody else on Public Works? Next, we have Planning and Zoning. We have number one. Consider variance request for Van Story Norman, 615 Lyon Street, non-compliance, section 19.13.B, servitudes for utilities to reduce the utility servitude from 15 to 10 feet. Above, you can see the map. It's on the right-hand side as you're driving down Orleans Quarters from North of Bove. We approved one or two of these lots already?
Six.
All of them except this one.
All except this one.
All except this one.
Take this one up because right. It couldn't be applied for because of the public service.
Right. So, anyway, it went to Planning Commission. It was approved by the Planning Commission. So, anybody have any questions on it?
What is the reason for the variance?
This was requested by the developer or the contractor on that side.
I remember Wayne coming to us and saying it was really 15 feet was extreme.
Was extreme.
That it only needed to be 10?
They only needed 10, and so they, for everybody down there, they narrowed it. It was, this is to narrow the utility servitude, mm-hmm. not drainage servitude, utility servitude.
What? Joey, what utilities fall in this? Are there anything in there at all?
Right now, there's, I think, a cable, and I think that's it. And
that's all it's going
to be. It's a force main sewer line that goes from the other lot next door. It goes from 3 to 2. That's the way the whole subdivision is.
Well, I move we approve the variance.
Got a motion by Mr. Nieser, a second by Mr. Richard. Any comment from the audience?
Yes, I'd like to have a roll call, please. I mean, you decided that I'm requesting.
Yeah, we'll have a roll call vote. That's no problem.
Before we vote, I'm used to the variances being requested due to maybe a hardship. If there was some reason why we couldn't comply to the code, maybe it was topography of the land. I mean, just to request a variance and then have it approved, and of course I wasn't here. I know we may have set precedents for the other six. But is that kind of like the path that we would want to take? Is just, well, I request it, but I don't really have a reason why?
Well, there's no, to get a variance from a servitude doesn't require, this is not a, what you're thinking of is the limited thing where somebody is requesting a variance from a zoning restriction. This is a, we call it a variance, but it's actually a reduction of a utility servitude. So, I mean, it's called on the agenda a variance, but it really isn't a variance.
It's not a setback.
I mean, I know it's proper for me to address it, but I know the reason why it was requested.
Well, sure, you can, yeah, by all means.
Joey Norman, 1623 Orleans Quarters, Brutley. When the subdivision was developed, it's very unusual in that the sides of the houses face Orleans Quarters and the fronts of the houses face the other street. The very first person who came for a building permit noticed that there was a 15-foot utility servitude, and he had anticipated that there would be a 10-foot side setback. So he asked Wayne, you know, what's the deal with this? So Wayne looked into it, and the engineer for Fishburn or whatever their name is, wrote an email to Wayne and explained that in their company policy, it was standard to put a 15-foot utility. But inasmuch as the utilities are on the south side of Orleans Quarters already, it is unnecessary. So therefore, Wayne came forward, and I had to keep my mouth shut because I was a mayor. Wayne came forward and said he would like to have all of them changed to 10 feet. It's really unnecessary in this case. It's not the hardship. I think you're referring to the Board of Adjustments where there's a hardship. Yeah. There's no such thing in variances. Variances are whatever they can be. This would be to give the seven property owners a 5 more feet of buildable property. That's all it was. So the other 6 were done, and you know that's where we are today.
You're not going to have the normal utilities that you would, and you know, anyway.
They're already on the south side of right. The road, except for that. I think there's a cable, and I think it's like Cable Vision. Somebody right by the poles is a little about this far from the.
In fact, that map has already been recorded in the courthouse. Mm-hmm. So this is to document what the developer has already done as a fact.
So all the formality.
Yeah, and we discussed doing the whole thing, and it was an ethics issue.
Yeah.
And then so we eliminated that one lot, and then we did them all, and then so now we're back to doing it.
Yeah, we only did one, A1, A3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. So we didn't do that one.
Any other comments? No public comments? Any comments from the council?
In fact, I think 4 of them were owned by by 2 different developers, and the other 3 belong in the stuff.
Okay, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
5-0, that passes. Next, we have consider final plat of Lot 1, Square at 20, Town of Bruley, into Lots 1A, 1B, 1C, and 1D, Square at 20, Town of Bruley, located in Section 15, Township 8, South-Range 12, East, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for John L. Tyler, 240 East Main Street. Is there someone, Mr. Tyler?
John Tyler, yes.
Okay, good. He is subdividing that piece of property into 4 different lots on Main Street, kind of catty corner from the post office. A lot of people know it as the old Farou property.
Yeah.
There's a little house on one of the little lots in the back. Planning and zoning unanimously.
Recommend.
Yeah, approved it, so.
And it meets all the qualifications.
Now, there was one concern. I think the architect, or the survey, was here last Monday.
Yeah.
There was something with concern regarding the sewer tie-in. So
they were wanting to know where we were going to tie the sewer. And I've got Chris Dizzy here with Dizzy Construction. He's heading up the project, so he's probably a better person to answer that type of question. But from what I understand, it's going to go down Lot D.
Backside of the 3 lots along the north side of the east-west one.
Yes,
sir. Yep. Any other questions?
No, just got to prevent boring on the road or main free time.
Yeah. Anybody in the audience have anything? Okay. Do we have a motion?
I move
by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any public comment? Okay, we got a move and a second on the subdivision. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Looks like the ayes have it. Thank you, Mr. Tyler. All right, Finance Committee. We're discussing doing a new payroll system. So Blaine and I have met. Well, Blaine had met with the NetChecks people, and we are going to go to a new payroll system where everybody will clock in, clock out, and this will do all of our payroll for us.
Imagine, was that part of the NetChecks? Or was that a whole different?
It's a whole different security.
Okay. Can we get me? We'll take us to do that with?
We got a price on it, didn't we?
We got a price on fingerprint locking in. Badging's a little different.
Fingerprint was a little bit over the top, expensive, as opposed to just clocking in, you know, on laptop. Right, right. So anyway, this is exciting. We're really excited about it. It's going to take a lot of heat and headache off of all the timesheets and all the stuff we do in all the police department. I'm sure there'll be kinks, and I'm sure we'll have some issues, but I think it's going to be really good. And we're looking at doing that April. So, any comments? Anybody? Yeah?
When a person, this is Joey Norman again, when a person clocks in, do they have to boot up a computer, or is it going to be a card they slide? How's that going to work?
It's going to be a computer at first.
Let me tell you the root of my question. I was talking to Wayne the other day, and he said he talked to Shane, and Shane mentioned that we have a few people in maintenance that are at Angle.
We've taken care of that.
I challenge you to go operate the slope more
We had that same discussion, but with a rotogram.
Yeah, we did. We already handled that. And that's a good question. We appreciate that. We got that handled, and we're going to take care of that. Yep. Any other questions on that payroll system? Anybody else? Any questions?
It's less than 400 a month based on the number of employees. Mm-hmm.
Next, consider flood insurance. This was brought up at our committee meeting. We do not have flood insurance on the town hall, and the only reason it really came up was because Gonzales Town Hall got flooded, and we saw it, and some taxpayers were concerned about it, that they didn't know that the town hall didn't have flood insurance. So this is kind of a let everybody aware that we don't have flood insurance. I personally don't think we need it. I got a quote from the town hall, $500,000 policy, $50,000 in contents. It's $2,000 a year just for the town hall.
Just for this one?
Just for the town hall. He didn't quote me the police station and maintenance and all that stuff. So, I mean, we can do whatever you guys feel comfortable with. You know, as sure as I say this, we'll have a flood. I just don't think the town hall is going to flood. I mean, we'll take it under advisement, I guess, and go from there. And then if you guys think we need it, I just mainly wanted to make it open to the public that we just don't have flood insurance in case something would happen.
You know, I remember last time I think it flooded. Like I say, as soon as you say it, something happened.
Yep. We'll take that under advisement and see. Maybe we get more of a detailed quote of the entire facility here and see what that quote is, and then we can bring it back up again. That's just my opinion, so if you guys feel differently, please let me know. Go from there.
What are your wishes?
I don't think we need it. That's my personal opinion. I don't think we need flood insurance. We hadn't had it for so long. And Ms. Bourgeois and I will probably be dead if the levee breaks, and we'll be back in the chaff line, so somebody else is going to have to handle it.
I
got a life jacket for when you flood.
My personal opinion, and I'm no engineer, and I don't know anything about drainage and flood, just from watching what goes on, I just don't see this town hall getting flooded. But so did the people in Denham Springs didn't see it either, and Baton Rouge didn't see it, so. Yeah, a lot of people picked it up this year. I don't know if you guys have any comment. I'll be more than happy to.
The prices in this report from that.
Yeah.
What we need and what we can do.
And the price is not going to need to be bid. It is what it is, unless you change content. I mean, the flood insurance is the flood insurance, regardless of who you go through. So it'll be the price.
I know we didn't flood in the town, but since you got west of the town, we had water in places that I haven't seen in my life creeping this way. It wasn't deep water. Still need to come up quite a bit to maybe get to the back end of our Lane Street. But the last half a mile of the limestone road was underwater going to sewer pond. And the water was waist deep at the fence of the sewer pond until you take a left, and I hadn't seen the water that deep. I mean, the levee and sewer pump look like an island.
I guess the question from back there is, will it get this far? You know, because I don't think anything else will flood us other than the levee breaks.
I think we're about 14, 15 feet higher than we are on the back.
Correct.
Doesn't seem like it, but we are. This is right.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Probably will.
He just quoted me that because it was last minute.
You know, and one thing we might be talking about, what happens if we get flooded and not utilities out to the sewer pond and we got everybody in the town can't utilize the sewer system because we have no power back there to run anything and it could be in violation of some EPA or DEQ type stuff and discharge back there. Because that outfalls right into the parish canal once it's treated and sent on a limited basis. I would just look at all angles that could affect us.
When I get the official bid or the whole.
I would hate to be high and dry and 800 people call me saying we got a sewer backing up in our house because we flooded back that.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see everything.
Okay.
And we'll work from that. Rush. Probably good idea to go. Well, it's fresh for me, dude.
All right. Anybody else on flood insurance? All right, next up is personnel. We don't have anything on the agenda on the personnel, unless someone has something. Recreation, consider allocation for BHS track equipment. That was money that was allotted for dance uniforms, I think, and they didn't get them. They had some sponsor that paid for a lot of stuff, so they requested to get some track equipment. We checked on the cooperative endeavor. And we're good. I don't think we really need to approve anything. It's more of a let everybody know. So
there's nothing said in the cooperative endeavor agreement about what specifically between the town brewery and West Baton Rouge School could specify what the funds were going to be used.
Yeah, so they're just replacing one line item with some other equipment.
Recreational activities.
Yep. So anybody have any questions, concerns there?
New activity is recreational activity.
Yep. It's school track equipment is what they have. And we'll get the bill, with the itemized bill. If anybody needs it, we can. Police committee, everything? Jonathan, you got anything? Governmental affairs? Nothing? Consider veto of ordinance, we have none. Hearing and final action on ordinance, we have none. Introduction of ordinances, I'm not aware of any unless you guys have something. Resolutions, commendations, anybody? Police department?
All right, last month, that's probably the quietest month we had in at least 2.5 years. I can name one alarm, one animal call, one assist other departments. We assisted one person, one civil, 3 disturbances, 3 damage to properties, 2 drug-related, 1 harassing phone call, 4 miscellaneous, 1 suspicious person, 4 traffic accidents, 26 insurance tows, 11 warrant arrests. We had 61 total complaints, 321 total citations, and 357 violations. Anything?
I don't have anything. Anybody else have anything for Jonathan? Chief, I'll tell you this. I'm real new at this court thing, right?
Yes, sir.
So I'll just give you this, that I'm yet. It's only been 2 courts, so it's not a whole lot. Everyone comes in, talks about how nice our officers are.
That's good.
So I just got to give you a little kudos on that.
Oh, I appreciate it.
These guys come in and they say, my $500 ticket, but your officer was so nice.
That's good. That's what we're trying.
I really have had a lot of compliments on how nice our officers are.
We have a great group of people. I couldn't be prouder of them, I can tell you.
So just, like I said, next month might not be the same.
Oh, we'll be good, I promise.
For the first 2 months, it's been pretty...
Thank y'all.
Okay, no correspondence. Mayor's report. We attended the LMA conference. Blaine came, Rusty, Ms. Joanne, myself, Mr. Niesler, Tom. Learned a few things. LMA is offering a bid website to buy supplies. They go out and negotiate these supplies. We're going to look at it and see if it'll help us save a little bit of money. They go out and negotiate these prices from an Office Depot or somebody, and we can go on and get some cheaper office supplies or furniture or whatever. I even think the police department might even have some stuff on there that they negotiate. I forget what it's called.
Bid board.
Bid board, that's it, right. We talked to them about a lot of stuff that they have, big projects all the way down to paper in the office, so we're going to dig into that a little bit and see what it's all about. Today, Blaine and some of the police officers rode to Henderson to see their ticket program that they use for their tickets to see if it could benefit us. It's a paper pushing business in our office, and we're pushing paper left and right. We're also going to go to Addison, Port Allen, kind of see what they have to see if we can get some improvements on the paper pushing that goes on. I mentioned this last week. We're talking about getting a Facebook page for the town. Try to reach a few more citizens with announcements and advertisements. And we are doing an email change on Thursday. So all of our emails will change. We'll have police department, everybody. Blaine's spearheading that. We're getting all that set up. We're going to do training on the email.
The same address?
Same address. It's just we're moving to...
Some of your devices may need to be reconnected.
So we'll have better access from off-site. So when you guys check your emails off-site, it'll be a lot better than what we have right now.
I hadn't been getting as much spam in the last couple of weeks as I have 2 months
prior
to that.
Coming to me instead.
So I wondered if y'all did anything to...
We've been messing with it a little bit, but we just kind of did. We move over.
Yeah. When we make the move, hopefully that'll go away. I'm pretty sure it will. Any questions on that? Anybody?
Just one comment. I remember on the bid process, they said there was the ability to do like a reverse bidding where you could actually put it on this website, and it's similar to an auction base. And they explained that it actually was driving the cost down. So it wasn't only on supply, but it was on service.
That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed that. So you can put out a project,
right,
and people can bid and see what's going on, and it actually drove the bid down a little bit. They called it reverse bidding, right? So that was
cell phone. Finally got a new cell phone. What's going on?
So anyway, it stimulated a lot of interest with us, that bid process and that reverse bidding. And they showed some stats on how it helped out. One interesting thing, and I think you were there, and correct me if I'm wrong, they were talking about the state of Louisiana has some kind of contract with a office supply company. I'm not sure which one it was. And they don't even have an office in the state. Yet they have these prices from a different supply company that has businesses within the state. And it was cheaper than what the state contract was. So that's kind of what stimulated all of our interest on maybe we can look into this and save a little bit of money buying it.
No, that's what hospitals are. I mean, we have co-op type things that
right.
We buy our equipment from, and it's the best price that you can get. That's the only way you can survive.
Right, that's a good term to use, is co-op. It kind of reminded me of that, where they go out and fight that, yeah.
For y'all, it's probably more of a co-op than what we have, but we contract and look and figure out and find through.
All right, let's see. We attended the chamber membership meeting last week. Yeah, had a great turnout. There was a lot of people. They have a silent auction. Wes Watts, our school superintendent, won the Pride of West Baton Rouge Award. He was very, very excited about that, and I think it was well deserved. There were a lot of good stats that were mentioned about our school system, so we got to give Mr. Watts a pat on the back. I think he's done a good job there. So in the mayor's report, I don't have anything else for mayor's report unless somebody has questions on that stuff. That is Thursday, I think. Thursday night, yeah.
16th.
I hadn't seen any more about it, so that's the last I heard. It's Thursday night. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody? Got one? Step on up.
During the last 2 months when I was in office, a problem raised its head that Andrea and I are very, very concerned about. And so to try to address the problem, I drafted a letter, and she and I edited it about 15 times to get it to say exactly what we wanted it to say. On January 1st, the letter's dated January 1st. On January 3rd, the first day the post office was open, I went to the post office, and I mailed the letter with certified mail. The notice was delivered to the recipient on the 4th of January. There was no response from the recipient, so that notice was re-delivered on the 20th of January, and no response. After 8 days, it was returned to me. I'm here to deliver the letter today, I want to explain that there's only one thing in the letter that I'm going to tell you is in the letter. And the thing I'm going to tell you is in the letter, it says that if this is not resolved by the April regular meeting, we will be back. At that time, I'll read the letter in public, and then I'll turn the podium over to Andrea for her to explain her feelings and our feelings about the content. So I'll leave it with that. If any of you have any doubt that Andrea is sincere about this as much as I am, I suggest you talk to her. As to the content of the letter, we'll be happy to discuss it with anyone, but only under the condition that both she and I are in attendance at the discussion. And the letter was addressed to Rusty Daigle. And with that, we have to go because Andrea has to go to a fundraising thing. Thank you.
I have some information under remarks of personal privilege. We recently received notification from the Arbor Day Foundation that Bruley has been named a Tree City USA for 2016. Quinn, I do have a press release about that. This is about the 11th, 12th year in a row. So we thank the people in the office who take care of doing this, specifically Tricia Thibodeau does the work for this, about Arbor Day ceremonies and other events that qualify.
Not to interrupt you, I think Shane mentioned something about some trees today.
Yeah, we have, okay. One of the criteria for this is we have to have an Arbor Day ceremony every year, okay. And we have to have a proclamation about Arbor Day. So we did order, that's what he did, he ordered some oak trees that we're going to plant on property the town
okay.
owns.
Yeah, because he mentioned something about getting some trees. I just want to make sure.
So that's one okay. of the criteria for that. And it says there are 3,400 Tree City USA. So work hard to do that. Another thing is I attended a ceremony on January 15th honoring Reverend Johnny Johnson from Union Baptist Church. Here's the service to the church. And I did read a proclamation from the town at that event. And on a just an incidental note, somebody asked me what was going on at the oak tree last week, and I checked with Shane. Well, they had to replace the receptacle for the Christmas tree, for the Christmas Santa Claus, because that had been damaged when one of the big branches fell from the oak tree last year. So some people look forward to seeing that little decoration back there, so we replaced the receptacle back.
Thank you, Mr. Bourgeois.
The ATC has got a new commissioner, and boy, they interpreted some of these laws around beer at festivals or these tap rooms and things is creating a lot of havoc in the state as far as how they find people. And I know, you know, Church Fed and the Brewery Alumni Tournament. Just look and see what's going on there, how they interpret the laws.
When
they
advertise,
and
you have to get like
one-time permits. Yeah.
Right.
That's what we've been doing.
I know
with
the KC.
They've had some, like, I went to a fundraiser Saturday at the Tin Roof for a food bank of Baton Rouge. And it's like a home brewing competition. But because it was at the brewery, it might just be brewery related, Tin Roof put signs up saying, hey, you cannot bring the outside beer from our lot that we rented you in, and you can't bring beer out, but because Tin Roof had their name on the sign, they got a ticket. And they were within their normal business hours selling beer there, and got fined for selling beer while they had a function at the facility. But I don't know how that relates to festivals or things like that. So if you could just maybe check into that.
Other than like the church, we have any...
Well, it's not so much in the town, but we do an alumni softball tournament that takes place in Addison. They drink one or two beers out there.
I know for sure when
I just want to see, I don't want it to, we get a week before one of these functions and next thing you know, we can't get a permit or they may want to cover, you know, just, I just want to make sure these people can be good.
Okay.
It might not be anything, but it's getting a lot of play on.
Yeah.
Areas of my interest.
It may be some overlap just on the fact that they're doing it.
The laws hadn't changed, but it's the interpretation.
Maybe they're trying to say they didn't have a special permit to sell it outside the doors or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to make sure that...
I could just speculate, but I mean...
Me too.
As long as you get a festival one-time permit, the festival is okay.
Just wanted to make sure. That's what I'm talking
about. Anybody else? Anybody? In the audience? Anybody have any personal privilege? Anybody?
I would like to thank y'all for the extra mana power you gave us a couple months back. It is really working in our favor. We've been able to make some headway with that. So just thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Under announcements, the town hall will be closed Tuesday, February 28th, observing Mardi Gras. And with that, do I have a motion for adjournment?
Move.
My second. I'm moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? 7:05. Quick 2 points.
So, the first